We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Figure out how we're going to maximize the learning.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm going to be relentless pit bull.
Yes, happy birthday! Nick Sirianni, the big 4-0 today, I grease.
Happy birthday, coach.
Number 58 can't make this football play.
Yeah.
That's not right.
I don't know why he had to take a shot at you in
that
video.
Not right.
That's
not right.
Even after you guys had it, you know, you spoke on the phone.
Yeah, I had a powwow.
You know, still he has to talk about your play. All right. Well, happy birthday to Nick Sirianni. He's certainly quickly becoming a favorite of the show, especially with our drop board.
That's right.
Yeah.
We thought Doug would be hard to replace. Hardly.
No, I'm just becoming a favorite of Jax with the drop board. don't include me in any of that. I have nothing to do with that. I don't cut the drops. I don't play the drops.
But you laugh at the drops, and that's all that matters.
Well, I can't help that. They're funny.
Well, they are funny.
Yeah, they're funny. I can't help that.
Well, as we wish Nick Sirianni a happy 40th birthday, he is the subject of Jack Fritz's top 5 at 5, Jack.
Yes.
Let's watch the videotape.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boom. It's 40th birthday for Nick Sirianni, man. It's only been what?
A month.
6 months? 6 months since he's been here. But he's already given us some great moments.
It's not been 6 months.
No.
When did he get hired? March?
So, it was March.
May, yeah,
wow.
May, April.
February?
It's been 3 months.
Yeah. Wow. What a run so far for Sirianni. We're going to have like multiple drop boards by the time he's out of here. But I thought today that I would rank my 5 best Nick Sirianni moments so far in his Eagles tenure. Here's number 5.
And Nick, there's been no shortage of reports and speculation attaching you guys to some prominent veteran quarterbacks out there, and you haven't named Jalen Hurts the starter. So what's the messaging been to Jalen so that he has an accurate understanding of where things stand with him?
Yeah, you know what? We don't comment on anybody on other rosters. So, you know, there hasn't been any talk about that. You know, we just don't comment on anybody from other rosters. No reason to go there with anything. So,
humana, 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 humana. You didn't answer the question, Nick.
Well, it wasn't even part of the question, really.
No. he wasn't sure how to answer that. Oh, this should be a fun list, Jack. That's number 5.
All right, number 4 is actually this last or 2 weeks ago.
The other things we've done is I have a ping pong table in our meeting room. So guys played Dallas, played ping pong at the end of a meeting, right before we broke the meeting, ready break. Hey, before we go out to walk through and go before we go out to practice, y'all compete. And Dallas, Eric Wilson might not want me saying this, but Dallas whooped up on Eric in a game of ping pong. So, and the person that's incredible, right? Now you guys got me talking about it a little bit, but the person that's incredible that doesn't lose at anything is Jake Elliott. He's phenomenal at everything, right? He can play ping pong. He can throw the ball. He can kick, right? No. I haven't seen him shoot a basketball yet, but that's the philosophy and that's the why. And it's the two major things that we talked about. Again, getting better at what you do in your craft and then practicing competing.
There you go.
Which led Ike to one of his best lines, I think, on the show, comparing him to a camp counselor. Which
yep.
Which is, what did you learn at camp today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one where I was like, are we playing Bing bags and other different little
yeah. Making games s'mores
that the
kids for the snacks.
Like? Yeah.
The craft of the day.
Yeah, I don't
is...
eat ping pong before we go out to the field.
Yeah, I mean, I would like better than a 73% kicking field goal rate.
About the field goal kicking.
Yeah, I just say anytime you bring up the, I'm not going to get excited because Jake Elliott's great at playing ping pong or something. Hit the kicks. By the way, Sirianni was hired in January, January 21st.
It wow. was January.
Yeah,
Jack was right.
I thought it was after the Super Bowl. Guess not.
Nope. Number three is from his opening presser, which was
oh boy,
quite a show by Nicky. this answer.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team. That we have a smart football team here, and I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart, is knowing what to do.
Damn right.
We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against, or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over. Less thinking equals talent take over. But we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so.
There you go.
Difficult for the defense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, easy for the offense.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, we broke down that press conference line for line.
We sure did. Yeah. We sure did. Number two, I had a hard time not making this number one because it's my personal favorite. But
I love it to have a chance to brag on my brother. Like, my brother, I think, is the best football. He doesn't coach high school football anymore. But what he did at Southwestern High School was he won a state championship running the pro system. Then he had the athletes to run a spread system, and he ran the spread system, and they won a state championship. And 3 years later, he had no athletes. Sorry to any of those Southwestern kids that are listening right now. He had no athletes. They turned to the wing T, ran the wing T, and went to the stinking state championship game. They didn't win the state championship game. So whatever. My point is, and again, I love saying that because I love my brother.
There you go.
The poor kids.
Was that the first one?
That was no. not the first one. That was at least the second or third one.
Okay.
He gets excited talking when he's talking about ball. He gets excited.
I'm just hoping that he brings his brother on the staff here. Guy sounds like he can adapt.
Maybe a quality control assistant. All right. Anything else, Jack? One number,
number
one.
Number one is, of course.
And if you guys are wondering, I'll tell you. I think some of you guys are wondering, like, what game? We didn't go earth shattering on these games, right? I played a couple of them at rock, paper, scissors, right? That was as easy as that. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are. I'm competitive. I'm going to be talking trash to him. Did you talk trash back to me? Right?
Yes. Wow. Oh, there's the top 5 of 5. That's a good one, too. You hear Howie laughing in the background, the nervous laughter.
Yeah, that's a good list there, Jack.
Happy birthday, Coach Sirianni.
We're looking forward to many more, many more.
Hey, Les, I call on you, right? You got to answer.
Yep. Oh, there's going to be plenty. Like you said, Jack, there's going to be multiple soundboards. So get ready for it. The note on the Sixers here, I guess Doc Rivers is currently speaking. Per Kyle Newbeck, Philly Voice, Doc Rivers on Ben Simmons saying last night he needed to be more aggressive. Quote, I couldn't disagree with that more. Not as far as shooting or anything like that. And he says he would agree if that aggression meant pushing the pace and facilitating. So Ben last night said, yeah, I got to be more aggressive. Doc says I couldn't disagree with that more.
Yeah, they know. They know people are. They listen to the radio today. That's all that is.
Yeah, it's.
Come on, man. Like,
what are we serious? Doing here?
On, like, that's not even anything for me to react to. Well, I mean, that's a clear example of Doc trying to come out to protect Ben today. That's all that is.
So last night he's the bad cop. Today he's the good cop. Today he protects. Last night he says what he has to say to set the tone.
Well, you get raw emotions last night.
Yeah.
Today is they check the temperature of the city, i.e. the airwaves. They know what the discussion is. And a lot of it is about a lack of aggressiveness by Ben. And even Ben threw that out there. So I don't know what Doc is talking about.
Yeah, I
like, you think anybody believes that pushing the pace? Doc, you took the point guard out of the game at the most critical time of the game. You know who was running that pick and roll with Joel Embiid? It wasn't Ben Simmons. It was Tobias Harris. Ben Simmons was sitting on the sideline.
I just don't know how you could come out with a straight face and say
no, not that play. Ben Simmons wasn't on the sideline that play. That's where he got the
he was just watching.
He got the putback. Yeah, he wasn't involved in the action.
I mean, he took one shot in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
but you couldn't disagree with that more, that he needs to be more aggressive.
Well, Ben thought he needed to be aggressive last night, so. He did.
I know. At least he said that. I don't know if he actually believes that.
Well, we'll find out next game.
Oh, yeah, sure. For a half, he'll be aggressive.
The first 5 minutes is going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, and then, see, here's the thing with that, right? And then people will have to go to something else as to how you're defending Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't go down being aggressive and shooting, then I don't know how people can defend his lack of aggressiveness on the offensive end of the court. I just don't know how. The only way you can defend him is if he goes down shooting.
Yep.
So if you go down, I mean lose the series or lose in the next round where you go down. I don't understand how this helps Ben, the perception of Ben Simmons here. So this conversation isn't going away. No matter how much they try to dress it up and tell you how much you need to treasure him and appreciate him and his genius that he adds to the game, all that stuff, all that, not, it won't go away. So just keep those same excuses that you have for him lock, stock, and ready to roll, because every time they lose,
it's coming.
And he doesn't play aggressive, just be prepared for that. So it's not going to change until his game changes. You're not going to get a basketball community that's been watching a game evolve into what it is today, where I don't know if it's been a more easier time to score in basketball in the history of the game.
Of course not.
It may not have been a more easier time to score, that you're trying to pass off from a $30 million player that scoring isn't important. And he's the point guard. He's not Rudy Gobert. He's the point guard.
Yep.
He's not the center, a defensive center. He's the point guard on the team. Like, it's like pushing a rock uphill trying to convince all of us that shooting isn't important. Scoring is only one part of the game.
Yeah, but it's also – it's
just like, what are y'all talking about?
It's also the he couldn't disagree with that more.
Right.
As opposed to being like, listen, I think we all could have been more aggressive last night. Everybody on the team could have been more aggressive. I'm not making this about Ben. We all need to do better in the second half. Instead, it's, I couldn't disagree with that statement more. Your player said it.
Yeah. Yeah, Doc, see, I was trying to give you credit for coming around, and you fell back on what you've done all year when it comes to Ben Simmons.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Doc also says he has no concern about Joel Embiid. Quote, when we walk on the floor, we're good. He's not going to be exactly what he was, but I will take it. Yeah, I bet you'll take it. That's for sure. How about not playing him 38 minutes on in every game that you have, Doc?
But he's trying to win the game. He wouldn't have to do that if the other guys step up and do their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you most.
Because he's not going to lose the game. It doesn't do him any good to have him be sitting on a bench and he loses the game.
No, I agree with you. But there's been instances in this series where he didn't need to have him. They were up 15 points in a fourth quarter where Embiid still had running around out there.
Yeah.
Just wish he was a little bit more conservative with him. All right, got a door and window, and their big sale going on right now. Buy one, get the other at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Got a Door and Window today, 877-GO-GOTTA, or visit goguida.com. Mark in Cincinnati. Go ahead, Mark. How are you?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
It was good. That was a frustrating game yesterday. So, listen, so my question kind of is So you go down there, you win game three in Atlanta, and you're there Sunday night, and you're watching the game, and you're relaxing. You're feeling yourself. You're like, we got this, man. We're gonna win this game five at home. And so all of a sudden you realize, wow, it's getting a little late, but you're having a good time. You're down in the ATL, you know? And all of a sudden it's like, you know, what happened? Do you think that there's any chance that they just, like, relaxed and had maybe too good of a time? I'm not saying they did anything illegal or immoral, but maybe, you know, I think, Ike, you said it the other day, you know, Atlanta's a great place to hang out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, like, why was the whole team, not the whole team, but, you know, a lot of the guys were just off. They had no energy. They spent it in the first half. You know what, though?
That was second half. Yeah, I mean, normally when a team comes out flat, it's early. Mm-hmm. The Sixers weren't flat early. They were rolling. But then second half, maybe you're right. Maybe they just ran out of gas.
Yeah, you know, and look, I guess I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying, you know what? You have all offseason to go around and enjoy the accolades, flashing your championship rings.
Right.
So just keep it together, you know. Focus.
Yeah.
And don't take these teams lightly, you know.
No, I agree. Without any factual proof of what they were doing when they were in Atlanta, all I know is they were in Atlanta for 4 or 5 days. There's no way they all stayed in a hotel for 4 or 5 days.
You know, and especially after they won. You know,
feeling
Friday night. You know they went out Friday night, Mark. They did. Yeah.
You know, so I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
But you got to show up. You want to go out all night? Hey, I did it when I was 20.
Hey, man, Jordan hung out till 4 a.m. Still dropped 40 on you the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to be the greatest? You want to be in the conversation, Joel? You know, with Wilt and Jordan and them guys?
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay out all night? Yeah, come up and drop another 40.
Yep.
You know, so anyway, like I said, I'm not accused. I'm just it's a possibility.
Yes. Hey, Mark, there are three cities that just about everybody involved in the sports world, from GMs, coaches, and players, know about being on the road. Atlanta, well, four cities. Atlanta, New York, Miami, and L.A. Those are cities that nightlife is usually going late.
And now Vegas.
So, and now you got Vegas because they have a team there. You're right, Jack. Now you got Vegas. So when you look at visiting cities for teams that in basketball and particularly in baseball where you're there multiple nights, those are cities that you better be concerned as to how your team is going to show up and play that next night if they've been at South Beach.
Or the next day if it's in baseball.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, or the next day if it's in baseball. It happens with young teams. Football, they don't get as much time to be in another city.
Sure.
But in those other sports where you're spending multiple days there, it's more than plausible to think that young millionaires – are out enjoying the nightlife, especially if they know they don't have anything the next day. For example, they got to Atlanta Thursday more than likely. They played Friday. I don't even know if they even went out Thursday. Let's say they didn't. You got there, you didn't go out. You played Friday night. They won Friday night.
You probably went hard Friday night.
Well, you don't play again until Monday. What do you think they did for the next 3 days?
Yeah, you got shoot around on or whatever treatment on Sunday.
Man,
or Saturday and then
those
Sunday.
Those young boys was out enjoying themselves like everybody does when they go down to Atlanta or Miami or L.A. or those places. And I don't know if Joel Embiid was out. I'm just saying that it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case because that's what the norm is.
We got to get Tex Hugh and see if there's any rumors of
– he's too old to be out anywhere. he's not a former – yeah, he's a former player. He's two generations removed from playing the game. Yeah, we're old, bro. It's over.
It's over.
Yeah. You're 40 and 50. You ain't going to hang out. Not where those guys are hanging at. You're not. You might go sit in a lounge and do whatever, but you're not going with a young buck, sir.
No.
Nah.
You wouldn't fit in.
I mean, who wants to be the old dude trying to hang with the young guys?
Not me.
50 years old.
Yeah. Well, you're not quite. You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm 50 as far as I'm concerned. Like, whether I'm a couple years away or not.
You're rounding up.
Yeah, it's 50 as far as I'm concerned.
All right, let's go to our movie guy, Jeremy in West Philly. Jeremy!
Yo, what's good? So I got a couple points to touch on real quick.
Yes.
One of them is I almost got fired because Mad Mike. Okay, hold on. Whew, let me compose myself. All right, so one, I put part of the blame of his loss on pretty much Doc and Ben. You can kind of throw it on Tobias just a little bit, but he, Joe, and Seth have been our most consistent scorers. I wish Tobias gave us more.
Right.
But y'all pointed it out. When we win and Ben does this, it's good. When we lose and Ben does this, it's like,
right. Oh,
you took how many shots in the second half? Like, Joe is killing himself for us. Killing himself. Where you at, man?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's part of
Jeremy it. Jeremy in the park? What you doing?
Oh, I'm outside. I just got off of work.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, I hear birds chirping and everything.
Also, so y'all brought up Batman, really. So you got about there's Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Val Kilmer had a Batman movie.
Ah, Val Kilmer. That's the one I couldn't remember.
Keaton got two. Kilmer got one. Clooney got one. Right. Christian Bale got three, because you forget about Batman Begins. That's the one with Liam Neeson.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And Ben Affleck got two. They were combo movies. Batman is the superhero, you dope, Mad Mike. By your logic, Iron Man is not a superhero because he has no powers.
Yep. It's the suit.
And to answer your question about the list, now, are we talking musicians that have completely transitioned to acting or cameos? I can give you both.
Well, get like a real acting job,
and
not
you
just
know,
a cameo.
You normally come with some good stuff anyway.
Okay, so we can go LL Cool J, who's completely transitioned.
Oh, yeah.
We can go Will, who has two Academy Award nominations, Will Smith. Yep. He might be the actual goal.
Yeah.
And we got Barbara Streisand.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Cher, you got Ice-T and Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Ice-T.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, you need a name, then you're going down the whole list now.
but real quick, a fun cameo that completely caught me off guard was Elton John in the second Kingsman movie. He was great in that. And then you got to go classic with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane.
Yeah, we brought Kareem up earlier. Thank you,
Jeremy. I forgot his name in Airplane.
I don't remember.
I know it if I hear it. I forgot his name in Airplane. I don't even know if he had a line or not. He maybe had one line or two lines.
Roger Murdoch?
Roger Murdoch, yeah. Roger Murdoch.
Good Googling.
Murdoch, yep.
Murdoch, yes. Like you said, once you hear it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, LL Cool J and Will Smith.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Now, was he an actor before Fresh Prince?
He was
kind of a performance guy like Tupac.
Well, he did a movie that.
He's not proud of?
I don't know if he's proud of it or not. I'm just saying a lot of people may not have seen it. Six Degrees of Separation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a heavy movie.
Yes.
Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Well, forget about his music career. Yeah, he's an actor.
Well, he wants to forget about it. He does not like I did an interview with him. He wanted no parts about talking about the Funky Bunch. That's for sure. Queen Latifah?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one for sure, yeah.
She's a legitimate star.
No doubt about it, yeah.
Eminem, I mean,
he did the one movie. He did, right?
I don't think he's done anything since then.
Yeah, but that was a pretty.
Oh my God!
Eight Mile, yeah, oh for sure.
And Ice-T is such an actor. He's in the bad SUV or SVU shows.
I think the real question is, was Ice-T a rapper? That's the real question. I know he was a gang member, right? He's Ice-T.
Well, and he had the heavy metal group,
too. Heavy metal
Body Count, which he still does.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah, Ice-T, you almost need to see the VH1, like, behind
poor
the scenes.
Poor Coco has ruined
Coco's
his life.
Coco's still there? Is she still there? I don't even know, but Ice-T's been around a long time.
For his sake,
time,
I hope not.
Man. Yeah.
215-592-94 Ice-T. You know Coco's totally ruined his life. 215-592-94.
In what way?
Oh, my God. You know he's in love with her, and she's just probably as high maintenance as anybody you've ever met.
No doubt about it.
215-592.
No doubt about it.
Ludacris.
Yeah.
Luda.
Fast movies, yeah.
Yeah.
So Luda,
terrible actor, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, anybody in those Fast and Furious movies, terrible actor, including Vin Diesel. Yes. But he got his start. He was a radio dude down in Atlanta, Ludacris.
Yep.
Did he have
takes? No, Lava music.
Lover, something like
something
that.
Like that. Not a sports. He's not doing hot takes for sports.
No, he was doing actually like the late night. It was like he had the late night show.
He was the
like
nighttime DJ, and then I think he was doing some morning stuff. I actually like when I actually interviewed Marky Mark, was that movie that he was in with Mark Wahlberg, Ludacris and Mark Wahlberg, the Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah, Brothers.
That movie. So I got both of them in studio, and Ludacris was like, he was so happy to be in a radio studio. He was looking at all the equipment and stuff. It was pretty cool. And Wahlberg was not talking about his music career. 215-592-9494. Mark Sabree's text line is coming up next. All of your phone calls is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.